episode 1361, You Are Redeemed.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it is time to get your smile on. You are redeemed. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you rise out of bed, what does your heart tell you? You are redeemed. Nothing you have done keeps you from God. You are redeemed. Your failures and faults melt away. The only one who is keeping score is you. So how did you rise into your day today? Was it out of frustration because of all the stuff you didn't accomplish? Did your falls of the previous day hold you in bed longer, hitting that snooze over and over and snoozing from doing what you are called to do, your purpose placed on the back burner, your dreams fading away? Why let the world dictate what you should and should not do? But we give permission to the world to do just that. Where are you sitting today in your life? Are you getting up on the wrong side of the bed more often than not? Are you trying to do things under your own strength? I'm here to tell you, you are redeemed. Isaiah 44:22 says this, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like a morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. God has redeemed you. All the stuff that's happening you may not like, but you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to carry those burdens alone. You don't have any baggage unless if you desire to carry the load. Have you ever just gotten off on the wrong foot? Started your day all wrong, you know, that snooze button way too many times? I don't know what it's like when you have a phone because I just wake up. I really have tried to train my body just to wake up automatically. And so I don't use an alarm clock. Now my husband does, so his will wake up, but usually I'm awake before his alarm goes off. So I'm not sure what that snooze button is on your phone if you're using that as your alarm clock. But we tend to hit it way too often. We are snoozing through our life. We get started on the wrong foot. We wake up and we're like, oh, I just feel like being crabby. Or the kid set us off, spilt milk. Oh, I remember those days. No matter what I did, every corner I turned, there was something in my way. Whether I was driving somewhere to drop somebody off, someone was in my way. Whether I was needing to get something done at the house, some child was in my way. Maybe I just wanted to take a relaxing bath, a husband was in my way. But we give permission to the world to dictate what we should and should not do. When you get off on the wrong foot, the day fills up with what normally happens, but you don't feel the joy. Happiness is miles away. It's ever fading. The world is piling on top of you for whatever reason, reminding you of all your shortcomings. You're not enough. Today, it stops. You are redeemed. God has swept away all your offenses. You have nothing to worry about. You can be concerned, but bury your worry. You are redeemed. There's nothing in this world that puts God in a corner unless you push him away. We do that very often. We don't mean to. But when we're going through our just day-to-day mundane activities, not putting a lot of thought, effort, our presence is not in the moment. Remember, be present. be incredible, but we're absence from presence. We think that we can handle it all, and we don't call on God until what? All you know what breaks loose. Are you having a day like that? Maybe a week like that, and it's only Tuesday. Maybe you're in a season where you just feel like you are struggling. Or it could be it's just an everyday. And for some reason, you've lost sight of God. If you are feeling lonely, cry out. You are redeemed. If you are feeling hopeless, cry out. You are redeemed. Don't let the labels of this world direct the way you should go. You are redeemed. If you are feeling less than enough, cry out. You are redeemed. If you are feeling tired and empty, cry out. You are redeemed. Open your heart and embrace what God is doing on your behalf. Return to His open arms, His love, His grace, His mercy. You don't have to do it alone. He will provide. He will give you the endurance that you need to put one foot in front of the other. He is waiting. Run to Him. You are redeemed. Inspire your heart to wake the day with a smile. With each step you take, soak up the joy and give up the chaos. Messes will overcome you until you rise up. You are redeemed. You are an overcomer. Make today count for whom you are becoming, a woman of impact. And remember this, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.